7 Typical Dominican Republic Dishes You Must Try. The cuisine of the Dominican Republic is a feast for the senses that reflects the rich history and cultural diversity of this beautiful Caribbean island. With Taino, African and Spanish influences, Dominican cuisine is characterized by its intense flavors, the use of fresh ingredients, and preparations that have been passed down from generation to generation, giving rise to a unique Creole cuisine that is as vibrant as it is full of personality. Come with us and discover 7 emblematic dishes that make Dominican cuisine unique and will make you want to start packing. From traditional recipes passed down through the generations to dishes that capture the essence of the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic is a genuine treat for lovers of good food. 1. La Bandera Dominicana, the Dominican flag. The national dish par excellence, affectionately known as La Bandera, the flag, is a perfect combination of white rice, stewed red beans and stewed meat. Traditionally accompanied by green salad and fried ripe plantains, tostones, as they are known here, this dish owes its name to the fact that it represents the colors of the Dominican flag. In many Dominican homes, this dish is the quintessential daily meal and is considered a symbol of national identity. 2. Sancocho. Dominican sancocho is one of the most emblematic and comforting local dishes. This robust, hearty stew combines meats, beef, pork, chicken, vegetables and tubers such as cassava, yam, plantain and sweet potato, to which you can add pumpkin and corn, and accompany it with avocado and rice. While there are many variations, the best known is the 7 meat stew, which is a meat lover's dream as the name suggests, it features 7 types of meat. Sancocho is usually prepared on special occasions and family gatherings, and there is a popular belief that it is the best remedy for a hangover. 3. Mangu. Mangu, a creamy, smooth mash of boiled green plantain, is the Dominican breakfast par excellence. It is typically served with eggs, fried cheese and Dominican salami, a combination known as Los Tres Golpes, the three hits. It's a delicious way to start the day. The name Mangu supposedly comes from an American soldier who, when trying this dish during the occupation of the country, exclaimed, "Man, that's good." 4. Mofongo. Although it shares its origins with Puerto Rico, Dominican mofongo has its own distinctive character. It is made with fried green plantain mashed with pork rind, garlic and olive oil. It can be served stuffed with chicken or meat, although in the Dominican Republic it is common to find mofongo stuffed with fresh seafood from the Caribbean, giving it a unique touch and transforming it into a local favorite. Curiously, the traditional wooden mortars, pilon, used to crush the ingredients are considered authentic family heirlooms and are passed down from generation to generation. 5. Plantain pockets. An essential dish at Christmas celebrations, pastels and hoja are similar to tamales, but with a unique Dominican touch. They are fashioned with a dough made from green plantain, yucca or ripe banana, filled with meat, usually chicken or pork, and wrapped in plantain leaves before being steamed or boiled in water. Tradition has it that families get together to prepare large quantities of pastels during the holidays, turning their preparation into a social event. 6. Dominican sweet beans. This dessert is unique in the culinary world, and one of the most emblematic and beloved desserts in the Dominican Republic, especially during the Easter season. It is made with red beans, milk, sugar, spices, and sweet potato, and decorated with raisins and biscuits. Despite being a dessert, this unusual combination of ingredients is loved by Dominicans and surprises those who try it for the first time. It is an essential tradition during Lent and Easter. It is so popular that many families prepare large quantities to share with neighbors and friends. 7. Stewed goat. Goat stew or chivo liniero is especially popular in the regions bordering Haiti. It is prepared by marinating the goat meat, kid, in rum and local spices, especially from the Monte Cristi area, before slow cooking it. The flavor is intense, and impregnated with local seasonings, as the goats in this region graze on wild oregano, which gives the dish its unmistakable flavor. This dish has a fascinating history, the name Liniero, liners, coming from the fact that it was the favorite dish of the workers who built the border lines between the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Did we make your mouth water? In our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana you can sample some of these delicious dishes in a heavenly setting, and enjoy a Dominican culinary experience prepared by local chefs who are determined to keep the island's culinary traditions alive. We invite you to savor a unique culinary experience on your next holiday in Punta Cana. Book your stay at Grand Bavaro Princess, Princess Family Club Bavaro, Punta Cana Princess, Caribbean Deluxe Princess or Tropical Deluxe Princess and discover why the Dominican Republic is a destination that conquers the palate as well as the heart while you enjoy our luxury amenities and the incomparable beaches of the Caribbean.